We are singing. We want him more than gold and silver. Amen. It's, you know, an expression from a heart that has realized who he is, you know. Because if you can need him, if you can desire him more than gold and silver, it just means that you have come to the point where you know who he is. Amen. So, you know, sometimes these things, we do things in the natural, But we don't really realize it in the spiritual. When you take the spiritual application of what we do in the natural, then you understand that we really don't love God as we should. Amen. Amen. Because we know every one of us will. It's not a lie to say that we love money, isn't it? We love money. Amen. We need money. But can you realize that when you go in a shop, you have the money in your pocket, but you see a phone, you prefer to make a decision to give the money and take the phone. So you value the phone more than the money, isn't it? Amen. Because if the money was more valuable for you, you would keep it. But you find something that you find is more important to you than the money that you have. And you are ready, even if the money was not enough, to go back home, get the other amount of money you kept for something else, and give the shopkeeper and get the phone. Amen. Amen. So if God is more than gold and silver for us, so we will give up everything to get God. Amen. Do we realize that? But if for money you can drop God, it just means that what we are singing is not a revelation for you yet. Amen. So that's why we really need to come to that point of expressing. Our life should express what we are saying. Amen. That we want him more than gold and silver. It should become the expression of our life. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for granting us a marvelous opportunity to sing the words of these hymns, O Lord. It was under his inspiration that the composer sat, O Lord, and took his pen and wrote. He may not have realized what it meant, O Lord, but it was something that his soul was expressing because he got the revelation of who you are for him, O Lord. Let us, as we sing these things, as we come to your house, let it be the expression, not just to please people, O Lord, not just to show off, but it should become a real life in us, expressing through our body, through our everyday's work, O Lord. Bless your people for coming. Heavenly Father, it's a Sunday morning. We could be there sleeping and enjoying our sleep, O Lord. But your people have got something in them that pulled them to come, O Lord, and sit in this small room, which is not even comfortable, O Lord, but because they have something in them that called them to come and meet you, O Lord. Let this fellowship, let this meeting be a real fellowship between you and us, O Lord. Heal our sicknesses, O Lord. Heal our disease. Grant our needs as we commit the service into your hand, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. For those who are here for the first time, we are just going to have a short thought for our Sunday school lesson before the main service can start. So I think even my wife should be surprised to see me standing here because she didn't know, even myself, I didn't know I was going to stand, until I enter here. So we thank the Lord because everything is work together for our good. So we are going to read, you can remain sitting, Psalms 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded blessing, even life forevermore. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We are just going to share a simple thought the power behind fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. We just want to commune around that so that it gives us a good introduction to our main service, and it prepares us to understand what we have come to do. We greet our visitors in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Brother Wilmo will introduce you later on. God bless you, brother. But Brother Wilmo will introduce you later. So we have come to the house, to this house, because every one of us, we came from different places. You know, there was no bell that rang, you know, like in Catholic Church to bam, 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 bam. Ah, it's time to go to church, you know, let's go, let's go. Each one of us, we came freely. Everyone woke up in the morning. Those who are families, they started preparing. Those who are alone, they prepared. And from north, south, east, west, from many different roads, we came to meet here. There was no pressure. There was no coercion behind your coming here. Everyone took his free decision to come. But what pulled you to come? What pushed you to come freely and sit here for 3, 4, 5 hours? Sometimes it may be cold, sometimes it may be too warm, but we are seated and patiently waiting. What is the power behind this fellowship? Because we need to understand exactly. Sorry, I don't have my notes, so I'm using the old notes I have on the phone. And you know, what is exactly what brought us here? You came here because in you are convinced that there is some benefit from you, for you to come. Amen? Amen. Each one of us, we are convinced that there's some benefits. There's a common interest that we share. That if we go there, there is something that I'm going to get. So our fellowship started from that conviction that each and everyone has, that let's go to church. You know, because I came because I said I'm going to meet God. I came because I said I want to worship. That, you know, that desire of worship gave me the ability, gave me the power to stand, even though my body wanted still to sleep. That power, that, you know, that desire in me gave me the will to take my body out of the bed, stand up, prepare, take my family, and go to church.
Amen.
I believe it is the same for every one of us.
Amen.
So it's that conviction that brought us together. Amen.
Amen.
We have that common interest. We have that common value, a common set of values that we find. We believe that if we come here, those values will be fed in us.
Amen.
That's what brought us together. Amen. So if there is no common vision, let's say if I was a Buddhist or a Muslim, what's the point of me coming here? You get the point?
Yes.
The thing that brought us together is the common vision.
Amen.
Common goal we have. We believe in the same God. We believe that God, we have to worship him in a certain way. We have the same revelation of that God. And that common revelation brought us together.
Hallelujah.
There's fellowship only if there is a common shared set of values.
Amen.
Amen. If that is not the case, there's no fellowship. Let's say if there was a Buddhist here and a Muslim and a Sikh or some other Indian religions, we'll sit here, there will be no fellowship. Amen. We'll be a bunch of people gathered, but we can't fellowship because we don't share the same values. So we don't want our meeting to be just a gathering of people. We want our meeting here to be a true fellowship. Because that's what Psalm 133 says, where the blessings are poured is where people have a common vision. where people are gathered in unity. And our unity, that's what makes our fellowship.
Amen.
We have to come under that common vision. So let your coming here be a revelation of who God is for you. If you have come really under that inspiration of who God is for you, my brother, nobody will push you to sing.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody will ask you, brother, stand. Nobody will ask you, brother, don't sleep. Because you have that conviction in you that I've come to meet my God.
Amen.
And it will be that you know, from that inner conviction that your body will act. Amen.
Amen.
It will be from that inner. Why do you go to work every day? Because you have that inner conviction in you that you have a certain expectation from the job. That's that inner conviction, that desire, that expectation in you that keep you going. Every morning, you wake up, you go, you stay there from 8 to 5 p.m. and come back. That cycle repeats every day. Why? Because you are convinced of what you are doing. So as we are gathered here, let us just bear that in mind, that we have come to worship God. Amen. And your worship will have a meaning only once you have caught the revelation of who God is for you. That's why when we are singing that stanza, that last stanza, I need you more than gold and silver. It's something that it should, if it's not the case yet for you, go on your knees.
Yes,
amen. If it's just mere words that's coming out of your mouth, but you have not come to that realization yet, go on your knees, because you will not be part of that blessing that come out of this fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
So, that's what we are talking about. If there is true conviction, sitting here won't be annoying for you.
Yes,
you won't even see, you won't even realize that time is passing.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just take those people who watch football match. 120 minutes. Is it 120? No, it's 90 minutes. 90 minutes plus the break. And if there's extra time. Almost 130 minutes. They will sit there, they won't even realize it. Amen. They won't even realize that. They see, it's only 5 minutes left. You have been sitting there for 90 minutes, but when it's 85 minutes, you don't realize that 85 minutes have gone since. It's just 5 minutes left. Oh, no, no, no. We are trailing down 2-0. We need more time to equalize and so forth. Why? Because there is a conviction.
Yes.
Because there is an interest. And when you are convinced about what you are doing, when you love what you are doing, time won't matter anymore.
Amen.
That's what eternity is all about.
Amen.
Eternity is the love of God in you. And when you have that love of God in you, you won't realize that. That's what makes God. It's the love that is in him, that his love, that love, if that love is in you, you enter into fellowship in him, that's what eternity is about. You won't realize time passing. That's why when a boy and girl are in love, they can talk all night. They even forget they should sleep. Amen. They'll be there chatting. Chaka, chaka. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. It will be midnight. Before they realize it, it is 4 a.m. Before they realize it, it is 6 a.m. He has to go to work. He won't complain. I didn't sleep. He won't complain. Why? Because there was a fellowship. Because that fellowship was based on love.
Yes.
Because that fellowship was based on a common value they have together. When that value is not shared, fellowship becomes boring. When a girl doesn't love a boy anymore, sitting with the boy for 5 minutes becomes boring. Are we together? It becomes an eternity. He sits there. When will he go? That's what many believers experience when they come to church. 10 minutes. It's taking too long. Why? Because there's no love. Amen. Because there is no, your fellowship is not set on the right foundation. That's what we come to the house of the Lord, to meet God. But just make sure that you have got the revelation of who God is for you. That you have entered into a relationship of love with God. Once you have entered that relationship, sitting here, whether the minister preaches 5 hours, you won't realize it. Amen?
Amen.
That's what you see behind those people screaming in stadiums. Why? Because they've got something in them that pushes them to go there. They sit there. I always say it. The match is scheduled to start at 4 p.m. They'll go in the stadium at 8. They want to be sure that no one will sit on their seat. Amen. They have a special spot where they want to, because they know if I sit there, I will see how they come from the changing rooms. I can see them there. I can see Messi, you know, face to face. And I see them, how they get warmed up. I will see them how this and that. So it's there 8 o'clock. Food or no food, it doesn't care. Amen. Recently, I heard in Aviva Stadium, the cash machine, the card, you know, payment system was not working. The people didn't complain. They were there. They couldn't buy their food. They couldn't buy their drink, but they waited for the match for how many hours until the end of the match. They came back rejoicing. Let's just come here and the heating is not working. You know, that day Brother Vegas forgot to buy the gas. You'll see at the amount of complaint. Oh, it's too cold in that. You know, brother, the chairs are not comfortable. You know. But you'll sit there in the stadium on wooden chairs. Sometimes it's not even wooden, it's just concrete. Yeah, you know, it just concretes. Sit there, 8 to 5 p.m., singing. We are the United. We are. And when your team score a goal, you just sit there while the team has scored, you are sleeping. All the people will say, this is the witch. she's the witch. She's bewitching our team. Let's kick her away. Why? Because they want you. There's some expectation. When we have come here, we are expecting from each other. Because we didn't only come to fellowship with God. We came to fellowship with each other as well. Amen? So I'm expecting, because if I'm sitting there, the word is coming out here. You know, a good piece of meal that's coming from the pulpit. I'm enjoying it, but you are there sleeping. I may just wonder, is he with us really? You get the point? So we are, because that's what makes the dynamic of fellowship.
Yes.
It's the Holy Ghost in you, the Holy Ghost in me, the Holy Ghost in sister. All that comes together, and when we shout amen,
amen,
it fuels our fellowship.
Yes.
Amen. So that's the power behind our fellowship. That when we get to that, you know, common vision, then these words will become true. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That, you know, that blessing, that dwelling together will become a blessing only if we are in unity of view. We have a common vision of who God is for us. We have come to the realization that God is worthy of our worship. Amen. It's like the precious ointment upon the head. Remember, last Friday we were talking about this ointment. It's a special ointment upon the head. And that ointment of oil that we're pouring on Aaron, it was made of olive oil and precious spices. Amen. So that standing in that presence, everybody, no matter what smell you had from where you came from, that pouring of oil on top of the head of Aaron was, you know, spreading that good smell, that we became all together united under that sweet fragrance. No matter what smell you came, what atmosphere you came from, but when that oil, that anointing is poured on our fellowship, the sweetness of the Lord will fill all our hearts. Amen. Amen. The sweetness of the word will fill our fellowship so that it will give you joy. Just imagine someone passing by you with a nice smelling perfume. You'll have the impression, the desire of that person to stay longer next to you. Because you are experiencing some nice feeling from that nice smell, that sweet smell. Just the fellowship of our gathering under that anointing of the Holy Spirit will give you that sweetness. You'll become so sweet to your brother. Your brother will become so sweet to you. And once you get to that stage, you won't feel the desire of living. We just want to stay and sing and fellowship and share testimonies. And, you know, that's what it is about. So if we are here this morning, let's just realize that. If we want our meeting to be a blessing, let us come to that realization. Amen. Because a fellowship is an expression. Amen. What we have done this morning is an expression. And that expression, you know, we could have stayed, we believe in God. I believe in God. I could stay in my house. Say, thank God, you are my God. But if that, you know, conviction is so anchored in you, someone who is so convinced of something, they become a need to share it with someone. You know, they raise a need to share that conviction with someone else. That's why we come together. They raise a need in you to go out there and tell it to someone. And if you find a like-minded person who share that same conviction with you, there's a, you know, feedback. That feedback will bring you together, and there'll come a desire of to remain all together, never to separate again. So let our meeting this morning be really something that will be a blessing for you and for me. You're coming here, let benefit from one another, because God is here. Let's just put ourselves under that good atmosphere, under that good anointing, and it will be a blessing for you and for the rest of the congregation. Let's stand. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for granting us another privilege of going through these simple thoughts that we wanted to share with your people. You knew it that we are going to speak about this, and you planned it in a certain way. We may not have expressed it as you wished, O Lord, but we are asking that you take it and let it make sense in your children's hearts, O Lord, that when we start our main service, let us really enter into the spirit of worship and let us meet you and let us comfort one another by worshiping and fellowshipping with you. Bless the service, O Lord. Bless our pastor who is not here with us today, there in Nottingham. When he stands, O Lord, let every word that come out of his mouth be a real blessing to your people. And let him come back with testimonies, O Lord. Bless our brother who is going to speak this morning. Anoint him, O Lord, that when he speaks, it will become something that will quicken our hearts, O Lord. Bless the song leading, bless the offerings, bless the tithe, everything that will be done, let it be done for your glory. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you.